You are to be an imitator of Christ. Step out and lay claim to all Jesus has provided for you. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis continue their teaching on living off the top of the barrel.
Hello, everybody. The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast starts right now. Hallelujah. Welcome. We're going to have a good time again today. Brother Jesse's with
Thank
us
you,
again
sir.
Today. And Merry Christmas again today. Every day till Christmas,
That's wonderful.
You can go to kcm.org and download a new gift each day free. I'm telling you,
That's
and it's good
blessing.
Stuff.
Yes, indeed.
It's good stuff. And like I've been telling you, in case y'all just now join us on this, it's not, you know, it's not like cups and T-shirts and stuff like
right.
that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But this is KCM product. This
right.
is the Word of God. We deal in the Word. And that's what all this is. Now, those of you that don't know us, we're not doing this to get your email address or anything
right.
like that. We don't do that. You're not going to have somebody call you. You may have somebody call you, but they're going to call you and see if you want them to pray for you. They're not going to ask you for money or anything. We do not. We haven't done that in 47 and a half years.
Lord
we ain't going to start now. And I told everybody yesterday, if somebody contacts you and uses our name to do that,
yeah.
I have a message for them. And you can quote me. Bull. Amen.
Amen.
B-U-L-L. Bull.
Right. I agree.
That's all I got to say about
yes, sir.
That. Amen. And if you come to Texas, you can understand
yes,
what I mean
indeed.
By that.
I
Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We're so pleased with you, sir.
Yes, Lord.
And we open our hearts and we open our minds to receive revelation from heaven. To receive manifestations
yes,
of the Holy Spirit. Oh, it was so blessed yesterday when you just interrupted and caused people's eyes and ears to
yes,
get healed.
Lord.
Praise God.
Lord.
And this place is open to you, Lord Jesus, to manifest yourself as you will and please.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Let's get back at it.
We're excited about talking about living off the top of the barrel, and we've been using as our foundation of scripture, Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. And I can quote verse 2 where it says, "And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold." And as I've told you almost every day, when I read that, I asked the Lord, why did I need to know that? He says, because I want you to live like the person you're supposed to live. You're supposed to live off the top of the barrel. And of course, yesterday we dealt with, and I love the scripture that Brother Copeland read, you read out of Deuteronomy 15, that God was talking to a whole nation, not just to a family or to a person, but to a whole nation. Now, according to the finest Dake of the Dake's Bible, he said there's at least three, it could have been as high as 6 million people out on that wilderness. Most theologians say about three or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if you say today, there's not one poor person in a country of 3 million people, they think you're insane. Oh, that's just not right. Yet, Jesus told us, and the Word of God says, if you'll live like I live and do what I do, you'll have what I have, spiritually, physically, and financially.
Now,
so,
he said, that scripture you just read
right.
there, and you check out your cross-reference, you check out other translations. The Hebrew text literally says, you should have no poor among you.
Yeah.
And then he said, if you'll listen
Ooh.
And do.
Yes.
What I tell you to do.
Right.
Now, Jesse, if you bring that over to in Jesus' ministry in John 14, 21, he said, he that hath my commandments. Now, he's not talking about the Ten Commandments. This wasn't talking just about the Ten.
Right.
It was everything God told them to do out there.
Right.
But, of course, it included the Ten, of course. But Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me.
Yeah.
And my Father will love him, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
Amen.
Now, that's what this whole thing is about.
Right.
God is saying there, I've made covenant with you. If you'll do what I tell you to do, if you'll listen to me, I'll take care of you, I'll protect you.
Right.
And it's my desire that you be rich and wealthy.
That's right.
And then, oh, brother, come on, put your gun up. Now, In the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, very plainly states, you need to be well developed in this grace also.
Yes, sir. That's powerful.
That though he was rich,
yet for your sake,
he became poor for your sake.
Yeah.
That you, through his poverty, what he did at the cross,
right,
might become rich.
Right.
R-I-C-A. C-H. Look up any translation you want to. Go back to the Greek text and it still says rich.
Yeah.
Rich is not a dirty word.
No, it's not.
And I don't care if it is just four letters. It ain't a dirty word.
It's a good four letter
word. It's a good four letter word.
That's right.
And what I'm doing here, other than just interrupting Jesse.
That's fine. It's good preaching.
I want you to get concept of what he's saying here, that God is saying, as far as I'm concerned, there shouldn't be any poor money.
That's right. Well, you know what he told the disciples? And I stood on this the day I started preaching the gospel, because I was told I was about ready to get really destroyed when you, and I didn't know nobody back then as evangelist. You just get ready for it. Because the people that had taught me were learned by tribulation instead of revelation. But Jesus told his disciples, he says, when I sent you out, did you lack anything?
Did you lack anything?
I mean, now that's a strong statement. And I had so many
people thought they were all poor.
Yeah.
Because he was poor. He wasn't poor to start with.
None. Zero. And I tell you, it's so amazing how when you're a bottom feeder, you can be so blind. Like Jesus' robe was a seamless robe. That was a very expensive piece of garment. That was a very expensive piece of clothes. The reason why I know that, you don't gamble for rags. You see, if you're gambling for something, you're gambling to get something better than what you got.
Yes, sir.
And they gambled for his clothes. Now, I don't know, I've never read in the scripture where he said, you know, I need to take this thing off so I can be humble.
Uh-huh.
No, he kept that seamless robe on. He
enjoyed
it. Now,
who did say that? Judas.
That's right.
When she broke that
alabaster
very
box.
Costly Oof. Perfume on his feet, he said, that could have been sold and given to the poor.
Yeah.
Now think about that. He's rebuking Jesus for taking
yes.
it and rebuking her for doing
yeah.
it. And Jesus told him, shut up.
Yes, sir.
Now all the rest of the disciples chimed in with him
yes.
and said, what is this waste?
Right.
Something on Jesus is a waste?
No, indeed. And the thing that struck me about that is, he says, she has prepared this for me. Jesus, that I know of, this gift that Mary did was not for the Jesus of Nazareth Evangelistic Association. This was for Jesus Christ personally.
Yes, it was.
That's why he said, y'all shut him, leave her alone. She's prepared this for me. It's amazing how religion says you could, the church can be rich and have phenomenal things, but the people who is really the church, the people that have come to it, must have nothing. And that is so completely against God's way of thinking. That is bottom feeding thinking. That's exactly
poverty
what that
is. A curse.
It is a total curse. And the best thing you can do for the poor is not to be poor. And, you know, and I help the poor. But you know what? I've learned something. But I don't finance their poverty. You see, that's something. That's socialism in a sense.
Well, it is.
You have to watch yourself. People begin to look at you as the source of financial remuneration or whatever you want. When God is this person. Now, when you become a top feeder, I had a man say, well, how do you become a top feeder? There's a word that God gave me, and he said, and talk about it. It's called self-control. Because you got to watch this. When you begin to get these revelations, you can't go up too quickly because you'll blow up. And I'll give you a prime example. He said, beware that you don't put a novice up too quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, he may know something about the Word of God, but this is a double-edged sword. And you can hurt somebody until you develop as a what I call a spiritual surgeon to get rid of something that's in somebody's life.
Jesse, that falls under the scripture that says, now here's the way most people say it. Boy, you better watch out for that prosperity. I mean, that'll ruin you, man. You know, money will ruin you. It'll corrupt you. It'll ruin you. Well, scripture says it will. But
yeah.
It says it ruineth the fool.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, a fool is the one that won't take instruction. That's what scripture says is
right.
A fool.
Right.
This is a man that has a covenant with God, and he's caught up in this idea. Now, don't misunderstand me here. I'm not criticizing people.
Right.
I am criticizing religion, man.
Right.
That has choked people. And he he's caught up in it. Well, you know, I do believe God will meet your needs, but, you know, he didn't say nothing about your wants. That's not true.
That is not true. I can give you scripture.
The Lord is my shepherd. Yeah. I shall not want. Yeah.
And let patience have your perfect work.
That your entire wanting, nothing.
Young lions who suffer lack, but he that seeks my face shall not want
anything. Shall never want anything. And then you get over here and said he gives us, give God praise, because he gives us richly all things to enjoy.
Now, see, the Christianity don't like you enjoying too much. See,
I met a guy that became a good friend of mine, and that guy wanted to be a believer so bad. He's raised in a Christian home, very strict, legalistic, Pentecostal home, and he said the church was just across the fairgrounds from the racetrack. And he said, man, I hear them big engines over on Sunday. He said, oh, man, I wanted out there so bad. But he said, it is a sin. I couldn't have nothing to do with it. It is a sin. He said, airplanes is a sin. Motorcycles was a sin. He said, everything was a sin. He said, I got to get out of here while I can sin.
Because he was not enjoying it.
Now, here he was all these years later, and here he is in his mid-50s back when I first knew him. And he was a man that was, he was having some heart trouble and stuff, and he had heard that God would heal, but it was all mixed up in that over there where everything was a sin and you can't do nothing and just sit down, you'll never have anything till you get to heaven. And he, man, it did what it does to anybody. It chafed him. He didn't want nothing to do with it.
Right.
Well, when we sat down and talked the Word of God, do you know it took a while, even though he didn't adhere to that, and he was a fairly wealthy man, and in the airplane business.
Right.
But it was hard for him to accept.
Well, it infects you. You see, what people don't understand about poverty, it don't take no talent to be poor. It doesn't take any talent at all. If you want to be poor, just don't do nothing.
Well, the Scripture said go to sleep and take a nap.
That's right.
And slothful, it'll come on you.
And what's amazing is people think we're saying this so we can live better or get stuff. You know, if Jesus comes right now, all your stuff, all my stuff, our stuff ain't going to heaven. That's nothing.
No.
That's for us to richly enjoy. I had a guy tell me this to my face. He said, Christianity cannot be that much fun. You just seem to enjoy it. I said, well, I'm richly enjoying all things. Yeah, I know it says that. I said, no, you don't. That's the problem. You think you know you. No, you don't, because if you did, you wouldn't be questioning that. He asked me one time, he saw me on television, he says, you got to be stealing. You got to be doing so. How you can have that so quickly? I didn't. It was the Lord. All I did was, he that hath an ear, let him hear it. That's what I had. I thought, well, that's the genesis of faith. I'm going to receive that. I'm going to have my hearing. I'm not going to have heard in my life. I don't want no more heard. I want hearing and hearing. You could preach to me the same message every day for the next 40 years, and I'm going to get something new out of every time.
Sure. Why? You will.
Because I'm hearing. I'm not heard. I'm hearing and hearing and hearing. And what happened is it began to open up to where I began to come up, and I said, you know what? That money is the energy that you use in an economic society. See, the problem with the church you're afraid of money. Yeah, you shouldn't be afraid of money. That's what you need to operate and function in this. Finances is the fuel you burn in the economic society. Now, my security is not in my finances, because when I live in the United States of America. If I pull a dollar out of my wallet, it don't say silver certificate. It don't say gold certificate. It says Federal Reserve note. Now and then when I look at the federal debt, it is $17.8 trillion, okay? And I got to look, and the Lord said, you're looking at the wrong side of the bill, Jesse. And I said, what? I mean, how many times? He said, turn the bill over. I turned the bill over, and it said, In God we trust. And he said, now, what side of this bill you want to believe?
Yeah.
Because one's got almost an $18 trillion debt. The other one is debt-free, because God is debt-free. And I said, I'm going to stay on this side of the bill.
Side.
Now, it was a choice. And what I love about the Lord, he said it through Moses and Israel. He said, I put before you death and life, you know, blessing, cursing, death and life.
You choose.
Yeah, but he says, choose life. Yeah. In other words, any father if you're any father at all, you would want your child to choose life. You'd want your child. I heard this on my lap. I want my child to live better than I did. You know, you hear that over. And what's happening is you want your child to grow. You want them to learn from you. And we want to learn from God. But we have got to get to the place where God wants us to be. And I'm going to say something. If you don't learn it here, you're going to have to go to school when you get in heaven.
Oh, that's true.
You don't have to go to school.
You don't just get into heaven and say, glory to God, and yeah, I'm just good.
No, it don't work like that.
You don't live any other way but by faith. Well, I'll know how then. No, if you don't know now, you won't know then, because you're not somebody else.
Well, a man told me, he said, oh, I've heard that faith stuff before. And I looked at him and said, well, how come it didn't work? He didn't know what to do. He kind of stuck. I said, that's the problem. You didn't hear it.
He didn't have ears.
Yeah, he didn't have ears to hear what I'm saying.
What is that, Deuteronomy chapter 4, when it's laid out there? My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
Yes.
Isn't that another way of Jesus saying, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear? For he that hath ears to hear, he will get more. He that does not have ears to hear will lose what little he has.
And I mean, that is, it's so plain. You see, but when you're a bottom feeder, remember this, you're only going by what you feel. You have no eyes. You've produced a generation of darkness.
You're going from one logic step to another.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct. See, and what's happening
every day is the same.
And it's just getting darker and darker. See, it's getting darker and darker. And the pressure gets heavier and heavier. And then after a while you think, if I'm not hurting, if I'm not sick, if I'm not broke, I'm not busted, then I'm not pleasing God. Now, brother, now you've got to the end. This thing is about ready to crush you and destroy you. When all you got to do is look up. Because when you look up, remember, you're going to start seeing light. And the light's going to heal your eyes.
See? That's good.
And the light's going to heal your ears.
That's so
and all of a sudden, you're looking up like that. And all of a sudden, man, I can feel it. And all of a sudden, you begin to rise. I tell people this all the time. Do you know you can't drown? And I'll explain that for a minute. I'm a lifeguard. You got two life preservers inside your chest. I got them and you got them. It's called lungs. People drown when they scream. When you deflate your lungs, you sink like a brick. Boom, down you go. But, you know, it's called a dead man float. He's got air in his lungs. He's going to come up to the top. The minute you deflate, and sad to say, the church world at times preach deflation. They just, and you sink. If you have a swimming pool, after this, go in the swimming pool. Watch this. Take a deep breath. What do you swim or not swim? And if you're afraid about it, make sure that your feet can touch the bottom, whatever. And your head's going to go under, but you're going to bob. You're coming back up because there's air in your lungs. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this session is to give you some air in your lungs. That if the waters come over your head, it don't make no difference. All you do is get up. But the minute you scream, and I taught a woman how to swim one time. She's 300 pounds, brother. And when she jumped in the water, there's a tsunami.
Oh, bless her heart.
She was a big girl. But she wanted to swim so bad, but she was afraid. I said, and I only weighed 129 pounds then. This is when I was a kid. I was 16, 17 years old. I said, I can teach you to swim. I said, listen to me. I am your lifeguard. Listen to me. So I kept holding her. I kept pulling her out to her a little deeper. She was just enjoying it. So finally, she couldn't touch. She started screaming. And when she started screaming, she immediately began to sink. But I knew I could not pull that woman up. I wasn't that strong. So what I did, I pushed her away. And when I pushed her away, buddy, she's screaming. She's doing this. Because I knew if she grabbed me, she'd drown me.
Oh, yeah.
See, all of a sudden, she grabbed me, and we both went under again. And my Lord, and when I come back up, I pushed her head down. She turned me loose. Finally, I thought she was going to drink the whole pool there for a minute. I want to drink some water. Make a long story. Finally, I just shook her and I said, I am your lifeguard. Listen to me. Kick your legs. Breathe. And she went, and when she did, her body went, whoop. I said, you got a life preserver inside of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a life preserver inside of us. It's called the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he is.
But the problem is we've been deflating. You're going to sink like a brick. But if you go, breath of life, that's what that baby does when a baby's born. She goes, life comes, you see? And then you come to the top. Then after a while, you learn the backstroke. You start developing yourself. And then you can become a lifeguard.
Now, what's the biggest enemy there?
Fear. Yeah, she was so full of fear. I had to break the fear. Well, do you know I taught that lady to swim? If you want to know where it was, in Houma, Louisiana, the Legion Park pool was a public pool. That woman came every day with her kids. And she'd run and jump in that pool. It was a public pool. That, and our kid loved to swim, you know. All of them could swim good. But she would sit, I remember sitting on the bench. I said, ma'am, you want to come swim with you? Oh, no, I'm afraid of water. I'm afraid of water. And I knew I can teach this woman to swim if I can just break that fear. We can get you out of poverty if we break this fear.
Yes, sir.
We can do it right now.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
And the Bible said two of us agree. Do you understand? We don't want you poor. It ain't it because of stuff. We want, because a poor attitude is probably worse than a poor cupboard.
Jesse, there's people got a lot of money. They're poor.
Poor, yes.
Poor people with money are dangerous.
Yes, indeed. Very dangerous. Depression sets in. It's a depression.
Break it right now.
Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this fear. I rebuke this depression that the people are going through right now in the name of Jesus. Breathe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Breathe life in that more abundantly so that you can be a top feeder. Teach someone else how to swim, how to breathe, and how to live. I decree and declare it today in Jesus' name.
Now say that. Say it out loud. God loves me. Say it. God loves me. Now put your name in it. God loves Kenneth.
Jesse.
Walk around the room. God loves me. What are you doing? You're developing the love of God.
Yes,
and the scripture
indeed.
Said in 1 John chapter 4, perfected love casts out.
Oh.
And that, when that fear comes against you, comes across your mind, whatever it is. I don't care if you're shaking all over. You say it out loud, I refuse to fear because God loves me.
Hallelujah.
And I have faith in God.
Amen. That's the key.
But you have to do it.
You got to do it.
Amen. Brother Jesse, and I'll be back. Yes.
Far too many Christians are living way below their kingdom privileges. They are lacking peace and never experiencing the abundant life that God has created for them. Introducing the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package. In it, you'll find the wisdom you need to begin looking up, away from your circumstances, to God, your provider. Jesse Duplantis's Living Off the Top of the Barrel two-part DVD series allows ample time to go more in-depth on this topic. You can begin to adopt a new mindset from poverty to blessing. In For By It, Faith, his latest book, learn what it is. For By It, you have access to God's best in every area of your life. Also included is the book Prosperity, The Choice is Yours by Kenneth Copeland. God desires your prosperity. The choice to prosper belongs to you. Don't settle for just enough when God wants you, like Abram, very rich. And not just for yourself, but so you can rise up and be the blessing you were born to be.
Discover how to ignite your faith and step into an abundant life. Order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package for only $35.69 at a special savings of 30%. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Understand that the choice to prosper belongs to the believer. For an additional 10% off, order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package online.
Now listen to me. I'm so glad Jesse told that story. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or if you've known Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you've gotten out of Father's house and you're off out there back in the world again, listen to me. Jesus is crying.
Indeed.
I am your
lifeguard.
Yes, sir. I'm your life.
Yes, sir.
I'm your life. Don't pull away from me. Quit screaming at me and come here.
Right. Right.
Now, that matches the book of Revelation, the third chapter. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, any man can hear the voice.
That's right.
If any man hear my voice and come, I'll come in.
Yes, indeed.
And I'll live with him. I'll sup with him. In other words, I'll take covenant responsibility of your home and everything you eat and drink.
Amen.
Amen.
Never alone. Never alone.
Never alone.
When you got Christ in you.
If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
That's it.
That's what the scripture says.
Yes, sir.
Now, you pray this out loud, and I'm going to lead you in it. You pray it out loud enough you can hear it with your own ears. A very, very, very important thing. Words are powerful, very important. Now, I will pray. You pray when Brother Jesse prays.
Right.
Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus died for me.
Jesus died for me.
And that He's been raised from the dead.
And that He has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I confess You as Lord of my life.
I confess You as Lord of my life.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
And I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
Thank You, Father.
Thank You, Father.
Fill me with Your precious Holy Spirit.
Fill me with Your precious Holy Spirit.
I receive Him right now.
I receive Him right now.
And I fully expect.
And I fully expect.
To speak with other tongues.
Speak with other tongues.
A supernatural prayer language.
A supernatural prayer
language. Supernatural praise language.
Supernatural praise language.
Just like on the day of Pentecost.
Just like on the day of Pentecost.
Thank You, sir.
Thank You, sir.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I'm Yours.
And I'm Yours.
And You're mine.
And You're mine.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Give the Lord praise and thanksgiving for it. Now, I'll tell you what, if you prayed that with Brother Jesse and me, I'm going to send you this little book free and postpaid so you can get started reading your Bible and understanding it.
Amen.
Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Jesse and Kenneth reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation. Jesus did it all for you. Receive His love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org/salvation. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available at kcm.org for purchase, streaming, or download. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
What I love about faith, it streamlines the mind. It cuts through the clutter and makes you focus on that priority so you eliminate all this confusion that's out here.
Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.